Today I'm going to take time. I'm visiting with Josh Heyer. He is the superintendent for Ogden School District. Just started the beginning of July. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Thanks for this opportunity.
Let's talk a little bit, because I make Ogden superintendents do this pretty regular anyway. A little bit, so in case people aren't aware, what Winterset came from Winterset Middle School principal?
Yeah, you got it. So been in education for 23 years in the classroom in Central Iowa, Waukee and Johnston. Then most recently, last 10 years, I guess, being in leadership. Served the Saydell District and most recently down at Winterset before transitioning up here for a new opportunity up in Ogden for a superintendent.
So pretty familiar, again, an opportunity to go up, step up in that, but you've been on that track headed towards the administration.
Yeah, you got it. You know, between my 13 years in the classroom and 10 years and two different systems, you know, with Saydell and Winterset, I've just had a lot of people that I've leaned on and learned from. So I'm excited about this opportunity to really take what I've learned over the last 23 years and continue to grow Ogden.
It's a little bit, at what classroom or when you were in the classroom, as what, a teacher?
Yeah, wonderful question. So I was actually an industrial tech, so I'm one of those few and far between breeds.
But the one that's in great demand right now,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, absolutely. So, no, I did a little bit of everything. Industrial technology would be your woodworking, construction, metalworking, all the way up to I did a lot of project lead the way, pre-engineering coursework mm-hmm. before transitioning into leadership.
So one of the things, obviously, you took a look at what was available in Ogden before, I know, you know, number of candidates, you go out and you apply different places if you have an opportunity. So there must have been a real interest for this position and the opportunities that you're looking at, especially with your background, what you've been working in.
Yeah, no.
The direction of the district, the way it's been going.
Yeah, for me, it was more about the right fit for me, but also I wanted to be the right fit for Ogden. So I feel like it's a mutual partnership. Mm-hmm. You know, and before I even threw in my name for consideration, I really wanted to say, are they hitting those check marks that I'm looking for? You know, and a lot of those would be, are the facilities in a sound place? Facilities and finance as well. In a geographical location that we're really looking at, what are their athletics? What are their academics? So, you know, you're really looking at all of those. And after analyzing and doing a lot of that work, you know, it was like, you know what, I think this is something that I really want to pursue. You know, and a month later, after applying and going through that interview process, you know, they gave me a call, and I was so honored to say yes.
So good. Well, so far, I mean, I know you had opportunity several times to come in. I work with outgoing superintendent Pam Dodge, and attend a lot of meetings going up, at least being involved with what was happening and getting ready for this transition. So you stepped in here in July, and here we are now talking about schools in a month.
Yes.
And are we in pretty good position right now?
We are. You know, we're still buttoning up a number of things. We got a few construction projects going on that we're excited that will be done before the start of school. Just really working with my leadership team on creating what is that professional development plan look mm-hmm. like, really trying to enhance our communication, other projects that were going on.
Well, you have two principals that have been very good and really been involved, again, have come up through the ranks too, like you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm leaning heavily on them. You know, I think this first 6 months for me is just to really sit back and listen and learn from my directors, principals, the community, figuring out there's a lot of good things that are going on in Ogden, so I don't need to recreate the wheel. Mm-hmm. So I'm really trying to analyze and lean heavily on them and for their support. And they've been wonderful as I transition. Everybody has been excellent for my transition up to Ogden.
Having been in several different districts, I know you get a lot of different ideas and things like that. Each district really addresses things a little bit differently, all pretty much headed in the same direction, but they might do it a little bit differently. So it's a matter of taking a look and seeing what's happening here and how are they meeting what you need to have done.
Yeah, yep. I agree 100%. You know, the board, last board meeting, they kind of gave me some direction with some things that we wanted to work on. And, you know, after I'm going to sit back and kind of listen for 6 months, but then we're mm-hmm. ultimately going to create that strategic direction focused on three kind of central tenets that they identified. So I'm excited for that work.
Yeah, they do the regular goal setting, and here's what we need to do, and how are we measuring up as we go forward. So
yeah, you got it.
So pretty excited about opportunities that we have available here, too, for the Ogden District. So with the month or so for before school goals, how are we for staffing, things like that? What's happening there?
Yeah, so staffing, honestly, I would say we're in an okay place. I think just the state of Iowa as a whole, we're starting to see the decline in people that are applying for positions. You know, I would say 10 years ago, I would start and I might have 30 applicants for an opening.
Yep.
And now it's down to, three, four, five.
If you're lucky.
We're lucky, yeah. You know, right now, unfortunately, we have three openings still for our elementary, and we're just problem solving on what that might look like to, if we are not able to secure somebody, how are we going to utilize the staff that we have and or possibly leverage some other partnerships with local schools and just see what we can do to continue to support students. So other than that, though, our classified staff, busing, food and nutrition, custodians, I'm pleased to say that we're all actually fully staffed for the start of the school year.
Pretty good bit, because one of the hardest things to do is when you need a school bus driver, finding a school bus driver.
Absolutely.
So if you got them, keep them. That's a big one. For your classroom staff and things like that, yeah, being short some, we know that's a challenge. I've watched over the last couple of years, I remember when somebody would put out, they had an opening in special ed and you'd get 12, 15, at least 12 or 15. Now you're going out and would you do this? Would you come and teach in special education? I mean, those are real challenges for every district.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think what that starts to identify is how are we actively recruiting and trying to retain the quality individuals that we have. So I think that's something that the board is really interested in, and I'm really interested in, is what makes Ogden unique, and how can we continue to retain those individuals and or attract people to come to Ogden.
So you've made a little bit of an adjustment because you've had a good ag program going, filling that industrial tech position, again, a real challenge nowadays. So you made a little bit of a change in direction there, but should be able to cover everything.
Yeah, this was done actually before I came, but I think one of the things was, will you be a superintendent and an industrial tech teacher? And I had to decline and say I couldn't do that.
I would say no.
So what we elected to do ultimately was hire an additional agriculture teacher to continue those CTE pathways. We're excited. I think it was a collaborative project to get that greenhouse that we most recently did within the last year or so, but really continue to do those different strands and pathways and do those through the agriculture program. So we are excited to have two FTEs for ag.
And so listeners understand, again, one of the purposes here is in that area, it is a lot about technology now in ag. And again, having the greenhouse is one thing, but there are other aspects of that. We're getting more back into a variety of different things that apply to that position. So
yeah, you got it. So I think they're going to have some of that, the horticulture and various different pathways, one of them even being like a manufacturing strand.
Sure.
Obviously, keeping up on your farm equipment and what that might look like.
Sure. So there's a whole list of things that go on there. I was thinking, even biology fits in there too.
Yes.
When you start looking at some of the plant breeding and things like that, it's all about biology, too. A lot of challenges there. Well, you got good staff, so pretty excited about that anyway.
Yes, we are, too.
At the elementary, you said, a couple of spots there. I know you work also with Kids Club. You're going to be working with them, and they provide some before and after school care. So that's still going to be available?
It will be available, yeah. I'm still, trying to figure out what all that looks like.
Yeah.
But I got a meeting with YSS here in the next week or two to really figure out what that partnership looks like and continue to solidify that, just to ultimately make sure that we're meeting the needs of our students.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that.
Ogden District does share positions with not only Boone, but United. You've got in different areas, and they've shared in the past with Madrid for different things. And again, it fits the needs for both districts, and the state likes it when you share positions. They give you dollars for that. Those are some of the things that at least at this point, you still have a couple in place anyway, as far as
yes.
I know.
Yep. We do some operational share. You know, the state will give you some additional funds if you do some of that. So I think we, not as much as we have in the past. You know, mm-hmm. I Dr. Dodge was shared between United
sure.
and Ogden, and the board elected to go a different direction currently. But yes, we do have a couple of our directors that are serving dual roles in a mm-hmm. couple different districts, which has been great.
I know in one of those, you do work with the Boone District on some of their job training type things, too. It fits into, again, some of that ag area, the CTEs that you talked about.
Yeah, correct. And I believe we have a couple of our students participate in the EDGE program over yeah. here. So excited for that.
It gives them another opportunity, another option. So for the first few months, anyhow, take a look and see how things are going and how it's all coming together. And then we go from there. Again, where do we fine tune if we need to? You might not need to.
Yeah, I think honestly it's just identifying that clarity and what we ultimately view that we want Ogden students to know and be able to do when it comes around engage, empower, and educate. That's kind of our mission statement. So mm-hmm. we're going to be able to really tease that out a little bit more and have some clarity so that then we can ultimately align our professional development, all of our different resources to making sure that we're all kind of rowing in that same direction.
All right. The overall staff for the district, I know you did have a couple, or there were a few early retirements over there this last year. And again, you lose a lot of experience with some of those retirements, but otherwise pretty good. I call them a seasoned staff, pretty much.
Yes, we do have a seasoned staff. And then also we're bringing in some new blood, if you will. Mm-hmm. I think I actually sent out an email this morning to 12 new teachers that are going to be joining us. So we're excited to onboard them. They're glad that they chose us. And we're just excited that how they can mm-hmm. kind of mesh into that veteran staff to continue to support students.
I know one of the things, as you were looking at the district, potentially the district, the growth in Ogden, some of the things that are happening there, because that's important for the school district, the things that the community is doing as well as far as growth, building new homes, things like that, because obviously you came from a couple of areas where growth has been pretty integral in their expansion. Same thing happening here. A little smaller scale maybe, but still a very important part for the district.
Yeah, I actually wasn't aware of that until mm-hmm. I actually accepted the position. And then Dr. Dodge invited me to an economic development meeting. And I sat down and listened to that. And there's just a lot of great things that are going on. And I'm excited to hopefully partner with like Boone County Chamber, but then even really the city council and figuring out what their ultimate plan mm-hmm. is. I think really it goes hand in hand. A strong school is inherently going to help the community, but also a strong community helps build that school. Yeah. So it's how can we be in partnership with that?
It's always one of those things. You'll like our school. Move here.
Yes.
So
yes.
Your kids will love our school. And that's a big part of it, too. It's a selling point, too. Registration, of course, with school getting ready to go. I know we had a little hiccup in the beginning of some of the online registration, but Ogden's done online now for a number of years. Still pretty positive. Anybody else running into any troubles, anything like that you've heard of?
No, overall. So Jesse Sundell is our tech director, yeah. and he does a fantastic job for the district. And we actually transitioned our student information system to updated it.
Sure.
So it delayed our online registration slightly. Please to tell everybody that it is open. We need you to go ahead. And if you haven't completed that, make sure that you're getting that online registration completed. Ideally, we'd love to have that done by the August 4th
mm-hmm.
is that day that we want. But nope, everything's up and running.
Not that far away. So the sooner you get in, better. If you have any trouble, call. Somebody will answer the phone and
Absolutely.
Help you through it.
So. Secretaries be glad to help you out with that. So. Just call any of the buildings.
Pretty not too hard to do. And, of course, then we get in busy time here coming up after that. So facility-wise, good. A couple of odds and ends of things taken care of. Otherwise, would love to find a couple more staff positions to fill those. But see how it goes as you get a little bit closer to the year, beginning of the year. Because still got the call out, I'm guessing, for
We still got the call out. You know, we're looking for that right fit, and hopefully somebody would apply. And if nothing else, maybe we got a January graduate that is interested in joining us in Central Iowa here.
We do know. And again, some of the news I get to see as I see, you know, some of the challenges for all districts and what ways can they do to step up and speed up some of that. Someone who went through the process not many years ago, but several years ago to become a certified teacher in Iowa. There are inherently some positive things with that. And again, speeding it up doesn't necessarily mean we're not going to get good teachers, too. So.
Yeah,
it's a challenge that we have to look at. So see how they fit into the position. Otherwise, things going pretty good for the district. Will you be moving here, I guess, is one of the other things that people are going to wonder.
A lot of people are asking that question. And my response is that, yes, my wife and I are excited to join up here in Boone County at some point. We do have a daughter that's going to be a junior, and we want to make sure that she finishes out her schooling. Mm-hmm. She's been in kindergarten all the way through 10th grade, and we just feel like we need to make sure that our family priorities and getting her through at Johnston is our number one priority. But ultimately, we will be moving up here.
Yeah, that's you know what? If they're in there and into the program, you want them to finish it and get it done too. So, well, I do appreciate you taking the time to come and visit with us and talk to us a little bit about what's going on in the Ogden District. People can go online to the website if they have any questions, check things out, because I know that's already getting updated. So look forward to that and look forward to continuing to visit with you as we go into this school year and see how things are progressing. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate your time.